land and culture were two very important elements because of the situation of most indigenous peoples. But even those got to be complicated. We found that we were confronting stereotyped expectations, not only from the general public, but also we found that we ourselves had stereotyped expectations. For example, some of the people who were participating in the movement quite naturally assumed, because of their political background, that all indigenous peoples would have communal economies, and that was then held up in opposition to capitalist economy. And we learned quite quickly that that was a difficult position to take for a couple of reasons. One was that the treatment of indigenous peoples by socialist economies around the world was no better than the treatment of indigenous peoples by capitalist economies, and in some cases, much worse. So the idea that indigenous peoples are socialist wasn't going to fly. The other thing was that in starting an indigenous movement, it dawned on us that we were trying to free people to express whatever their own culture was and to follow wherever that culture led them, and it didn't make much sense to turn around and dictate what kind of economic system they should have in order to be certified as indigenous people. So we backed away from that.